From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Defense officials say the crews of two small U.S. naval vessels being held by Iran will be released early Wednesday morning, Gulf time. The 10 crew members, 9 men and 1 woman, had been traveling in the Persian Gulf between Kuwait and Bahrain when U.S. controllers lost contact with them. U.S. officials said the incident happened in the Persian Gulf near Farsi Island. Farsi Island, by the way, is home to an Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps naval base. For the 7th and final time of his presidency, Barack Obama is about to stand before the U.S. Congress and deliver his State of the Union address. Mr. Obama is likely to not lay out specific legislative proposals for Congress. He's expected to call on lawmakers to take care of unfinished business before he leaves office. By the way, you can hear the address live on our website, voanews.com. A suicide bomber affiliated with the Islamic State group blew himself up in Istanbul Tuesday, killing at least 10 people, 9 of them German tourists. 15 people were wounded in the attack. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu pledged to fight the IS until it no longer remains a threat to Turkey or the world. The bomb went off in Istanbul's main sightseeing area. A new study says more than half of the children in South Sudan are currently not in school. That's the highest proportion of any country in the world. The United Nations Children's Fund said Tuesday 51% of children between the ages of 6 and 15 in South Sudan are not being educated. The country has endured more than 2 years of civil war that has displaced more than 2 million people from their homes. This is VOA News.